Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the reopening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, September 23rd. In the news this morning, overnight E-buy prices were December corn up 2¾ cents, November beans up 13¾ cents, and December wheat up 2 cents. Currently, we've got the dollar up 19 ticks at 98.33, crude oil up 17. The metals are very strong. Gold's up $11. Silver's up 67 cents an ounce here. Not sure. We haven't really seen much on why the metals are this strong here this morning. The beans up 13¾ overnight. There were two stories out. One that the Chinese said that they didn't pull out of the farm tour because of the collapse, not the collapse of the trade talks, but the issues with the trade talks. They didn't say why they did it, but I guess their excuse was logistical or some other reason. So that firm is up a little bit overnight. But then there's this rumor that the Chinese have bought or about to buy 1.2 to 1.5 million metric tons of tariff-free beans, and that's really what pushed the market up. Now, have the Chinese actually bought that already? It's in the market now. Nobody really knows, but it is what it is for the time being. So we expect that the crop progress reports to show a decrease in the bean ratings by maybe 1 percentage point. Corn should be steady to one lower. We'll get export inspections at 10 o'clock. That should be friendly on the beans, probably neutral on the corn and bearish on the wheat. But overall, we'll have to see whether this Chinese thing is for real. The president tweets something good or bad, the market will follow it. The funds are short a little bit more corn than we thought, a little bit less short in the beans, but still plenty short both of them, and a possibility of seeing some fund short covering here today. That's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.